conversations about race, gender, and other social issues sparking heated debates at school board meetings all across the country.
We're witnessing the newest evolution of the culture wars.
I think Trump just stands in a very long line of culture warriors.
The commander-in-chief of the culture war.
Keep culture wars out of classrooms.
What candidates think most potential Republican voters want to hear? Culture war posturing.
He's fighting a culture war.
Why has the GOP picked schools as the battleground to fight these culture war issues?
Culture wars are the things that unite a lot of Republicans.
Kind of curious, why were you willing to talk to him and not to me? Because you thought they were trying to tear these signs down?
Yeah!
They came up with a new one. This is a new one. And they're looking at me through the Espionage Act. Think of that. How does that sound? Of 1917, where the penalty is death.
Democrats want to take away all your guns because they hate the Constitution.
All of these culture wars.
Culture war.
Into the culture wars.
You think this is another culture war?
These cultural wars, it's on bringing the culture war to the library.
The ongoing culture war that's taking place in our classrooms across the country. Things like LGBTQ issues, critical race theory, teaching American history, all kinds of things dominating our politics right now, landing also in the classroom and causing some conflict and controversy there.
And good evening, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in. My name is Will Johnson, and this is The Culture Wars. The meltdown has begun. Kamala Harris is going out on the campaign trail to try to convince everybody that she's the one. Have you seen Kamala Harris's new campaign ad? Man, they're going to put every lie that they can think of to try to make her look like she's a champion. And what does she have to run on? Right? They're trying to tell everybody that if you go with me, you have freedom. You go with President Trump and J.D. Vance, you're going to have chaos. Isn't that exactly what the Democrats have brought to the country? Chaos? Hello, border? Hello, anybody? Border? Border? Well, you know what? Because Joe Biden has lost all rational thinking because Joe Biden can't even concentrate any longer, the Democrats are all fighting amongst each other. There's an actual physical coup d'etat that's taking place within the Democrat Party. They forced Joe Biden to step down. They told Joe, you've got to go. Why? Because we're in the fourth quarter of the football game and we're going to lose, Joe. So you got to go. So we got to replace the quarterback. We got to replace you because we're losing with this current team. So we got to change out the team because we don't want to lose. How does that work? So much for democracy. The Democrats are the ones that's constantly screaming democracy, 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 democracy. And they completely disregard it. 14 million people supposedly voted for Joe Biden. They probably would have had more voting for Joe Biden had they not convinced a whole bunch of other stupid Democrats to vote for Nikki Haley during the primary. Remember that? But now they can care less what they voted for. But you know what? The Democrats that voted for Joe Biden during the primary, they don't care. They really don't. They're, like I mentioned multiple times, and other people have as well, they will vote for the Antichrist as long as it is not President Trump. They can care less. They would be happy with Nikki Haley there, even though Nikki Haley showed up at the RNC because of President Trump. President Trump said, come to the RNC. Let bygones be bygones. Same thing with Ron DeSantis. That speaks to President Trump's character. But the character of these leftist Democrats is a complete different story. Listen to them on the Communist News Network as they're going back and forth arguing with one another. This lets you know that the Democrat Party is completely divided. I don't think they were ever united, but what they did do is in the public eye, they convinced everybody that they were united. You know, that's what Satan and his followers would do. Put out a perception that they are together. We're together. Even President Trump mentioned how the Democrats, they all look like they're together. They come together. When one of them start getting off track, they say, oh, hold up, shut up. Everyone come together. We got to be together because that's what demons do. Republicans, on the other hand, you do something wrong, Republicans will throw you out because you shouldn't have done it in the first place. You see how that works? You break the law. Hey, I have nothing for you. You shouldn't have broke the law. Well, listen to this. It's almost kind of juicy, but we don't need to get complacent. We don't need to celebrate. We don't need to think that we got this in the bag. These people, they're still going to cheat.
When somebody says he had to, they don't understand the presidency. Mm-hmm. If he were investigated and he was about to be impeached and maybe removed.
That's so obviously false that I mean.
Oh, it's not so enough. Obviously false. I'm telling you, he did not have to.
Give it
he
up. Had he has all not the given it up. He's still there no, for no, another no, 6 months no, when he's manifestly incapable.
Tell me how you know he's manifestly incapable.
Oh, I'm sorry to say that this is a sensitive matter where there are a lot of folks who have been talking about this for some time.
Oh, yes, I've heard them too. My doctor tells me he thinks he might have something, but he also says, but he's not my patient. Well,
and look, the deeper problem, the deeper question is, who is actually in charge at any mm-hmm. given time? You know, this notion that he's only sharp for 6 hours of the day.
Right.
This is an incredibly volatile moment, in part because of his failures.
Are we having this?
Everything you're saying, I'm sorry, is speculation. Let me tell you what is not speculation.
It's not speculation.
No, it is speculation. Because actually, unlike you, I've actually seen the guy at 9 o'clock at night. I have seen him after he has had five different events in 24
hours.
Might
that cloud your judgment?
No.
So basically, she's saying, I've seen the guy. I've seen the guy. So I know all about Joe Biden. I know how good he is and how bad he is. He's really good. He's really good because I've seen him. We've all seen him. If Joe Biden was as Ana Navarro was saying, then Joe Biden would still be on the campaign trail. Joe Biden, when it came out and said, look, everybody, I'm stepping down. I'm not giving you a valid reason for stepping down. I'm just telling you that I'm stepping down and I'm going to continue until the end of till November gets here. Really? What's wrong with Joe? Why is he doing this? The country has never been in this position. What's happening, in my personal opinion, is that the coup d'etat that they did in November of 2020 is coming back to haunt them. They did a coup d'etat in 2020, and now they did another internal coup d'etat within the Democrat Party. And now that is coming back to haunt them. They're all fighting with each other now.
What?
Do you think that makes you more objective?
Well, I think the fact that I have actually seen him, whereas you're just reading gossip and speculation gossip.
We all saw the debate. We all saw the debate where Joe Biden was clearly incompetent, unable to address questions that he should have been able to address. We know that Robert Hur and Merrick Garland kept those audio tapes from the public.
And Democratic lawmakers.
And we all saw the debate, which is why Kamala Harris, who is now going to be running for president, deceived
Democratic
the American people.
Were
and this is
a
story.
Wait,
I'm sorry.
No, this is a story.
One at a time. I appreciate Ashley, go ahead. That the enthusiasm that Kamala Harris has now sparked in the Democratic Party has made some people nervous.
Really? I don't think anyone is nervous. It's the fact that we see what the country will become with Kamala Harris. She's the most radical ever in American history. It's not that people are nervous. We're disgusted. It's repulsive. The idea that Kamala Harris can assume the position is repulsive.
But the story that Joe Biden is lying to the public is not. When was the last time you were with Joe Biden? So if you weren't.
Oh, so wait a minute. So let's get this straight. In order for you to have an opinion on Joe Biden, you have to be with him. We can't observe. We can't, after all of these years, and it's been more than just 4 years of observing Joe Biden. Joe Biden couldn't speak during the 2020 primary. So you're trying to tell us that because you're not in the same room with Joe, you can't have an opinion on Joe? Christopher Wray, just at the hearing just the other day, yesterday, matter of fact, when he was asked a question from Matt Gaetz about him observing Joe Biden, he didn't want to say. Christopher Wray didn't want to say. He kept trying to say, well, I didn't observe anything. He's lying through his teeth. Everyone observed it. You mean to tell me that Joe Biden only acts like he doesn't know what he's doing or are able to communicate when he's in front of the camera talking to people, but when he's behind closed doors, he's sharp as a whistle? Really?
There are a lot of Democrats in Congress who were with him in October 2021 who were frightened and afraid in October 2021 because he could not clearly communicate a case for passing major legislation, something that he specialized in during the Obama administration.
Donald Trump's chief of staff was afraid of Donald Trump.
They still, the whole Republican Party is still afraid of Donald Trump.
General refused to tell him.
And that was a real vulnerability.
The only time that we have had, the only time that we have talked about the 25th Amendment regarding a precedent in the recent history has been cabinet members of Donald Trump.
I appreciate the pivot. I think that that makes a lot of sense.
No, it's not a pivot. It's true.
I'd just like to say thank you.
I mean, you know what? You notice every time he was saying valid points about Joe Biden's cognitive abilities, about Joe Biden not being able to answer questions that he should be able to answer being in that position, Ana Navarro and the other Democrats on the panel jumped in to try to shut him up. They do that with everything. And it just it doesn't only happen when you're sitting in a panel of people, idiots like that. It happens even on social media. If a tyrant liberal from fascist book or ScrewTube see your video or a video that you shared or even a comment that you shared that has them triggered, they will ban it, block it, suspend you. They will do anything they can to get rid of you because you're making valid points, and they don't want those valid points being relayed to other people. Because if the valid points that you are making and people are hearing it, they might get to start thinking. And the Democrats, they don't want you to think. They don't want you to think for yourself. They don't want you to understand what is actually happening. These people do not care about anything that is true under the sun. Absolutely nothing. Here's another one I want to share with you. Listen to this one. This was on MSNBC talking about Joe Biden.
Mike Barnicle, take us inside the human side of this speech as the president really gave anyone watching last night a sense that it's up to you, America. I've set out the vision for democracy to survive. And now it's time to pass the baton.
Last night when Joe Biden did his speech, I meant to get it. Did he actually say that about democracy? I know he said it's time to pass the baton. So does that mean he's actually stepping down? No, he's not actually stepping down because then they start questioning, well, why is your reasoning for stepping down, right? They don't want to go that route because then they're asking, how come you didn't do the 25th Amendment? Then they have to ask Kamala Harris, how long did you know something was wrong with Joe Biden? They're all denying it as much as possible. But something that Joe Biden said last night, and my producer brought it up, really good point. When Joe Biden said, we are a republic and we can keep it. He said, we will stay a republic if you can keep it. Joe Biden actually said that. I'm kind of paraphrasing what he said last night. And my producer said, is that Joe Biden sending out an SOS? I mean, it really did. I mean, you know what? That's such a good, valid point. I'm like, wow, why didn't I think about that? And I said, you know what? That's why they pay you the big bucks. I'm talking about my producer. They pay her the big bucks. Because she was thinking about it. I said, you know what? That's a really good point. Joe Biden said that. It sounds like he's putting out an SOS. He's telling all of y'all, all of us, hey, this is a republic. And you can remain a republic if you can keep it. Because Democrats don't ever talk about our constitutional republic. They don't ever talk about us being a republic. But Joe Biden, he mentioned that last night.
Yeah, at the very end of his speech.
SOS.
Yeah. And it's kind of weird because, you know, he knows that he got pushed out.
Oh, yes.
He knows that this did not happen through a Democrat-elected process. Right. And so, yeah, I felt like an SOS to me. He's kind of like warning us, like, if you could keep it, because y'all, you're about to lose it.
Yeah.
That's kind of how I felt.
You know, because he said all of the other key points that the Democrats want to hear. But then he put that in there.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's the first time that Joe Biden actually said something that I thought he was like being sincere. Like, hey, look, SOS, everybody. SOS. You know what? Yeah, let's see if we can get it just so we can play that part for everyone, right? We might have to play it a little bit later on, but I want to see if we can get it. We'll try to get it. Let me play a little bit more of this. Listen to this, because now they're smoozing over, you know, like Joe Biden. Oh, my goodness, he's such the greatest thing.
Mika, nowhere else on earth could a kid with a stutter from Scranton, Pennsylvania, and Claymont, Delaware, from modest beginnings, sit behind the resolute desk as president of the United States. And yet, here I am. That was Joseph R. Biden last night, the president of the United States. There was no bitterness, no resentment, no self-pity in his voice or in his presentation. His family sat to the left of the resolute desk, his wife, his children, as he gave that address, as he walked into history. And history these days doesn't move like a clock, it moves like a stopwatch, it's so fast. The speed of history is frightening sometimes. And he is now part of history, always will be. He spoke to his with his family right there, but part of it seemed to me that he was speaking to the American family as well. He asked the question during the course of his speech, does character in public life still matter? Well, I would submit that it does, and I would submit that last night you saw a portrait of character in the President of the United States. And going forward, I think his place in history is well sealed by his presidency, by the accomplishments of his presidency, by his withdrawal from the presidency.
Now, this is the key point right here that y'all really need to listen to. I should have just played this part that I'm playing for you right now, that I'm getting ready to play for you, because the rest of this is just him smoozing over Joe like he did a fantastic job. Dude is sick. Listen to this. Listen to this. Listen carefully, everybody, because this is what they're trying to portray Joe Biden as. Watch.
You can only imagine how difficult it is for anyone to give up such power. We can't really imagine it because we've never held power in our hands the way a president of the United States does. We've seen what happens when a president misuses power. We've seen what happens when a sitting president refuses to cede power. And now America has been given an object lesson in character and history by a man. Here I am.
Really? Really? I mean, come on. Give me a break. Saying Joe Biden stepped down. He's alluding to talking about, well, President Trump never conceded. President Trump never conceded. Joe Biden lost his mind. Can you tell us why Joe Biden stepped down? Can you tell us why? What was the reason? Because they were losing in the polls? Because of the money was drying up? What's the reason? Because Joe Biden lost his mind? Tell us. We want to know.
Pharma hats are where style and leather come together to create exceptional headwear. Proudly made in the USA, experience craftsmanship like never before, and they're 100% leather hats, handcrafted in the heart of Minnesota, USA. Their premium full-grain cattle leather ensures unparalleled quality and durability for all your outdoor adventures. Amazing features include 50 plus UV protection, water resistant, foldable design that is convenient on the go. Effortlessly stow your hat in the free travel bag provided, and the vintage oiled wax finish that only gets better with age. Whether you're hiking through rugged terrain, enjoying a day at the beach, or simply strolling through town, these hats are the ideal choice. As a UFA producer, you see me wear mine every day. And everywhere I go, I get compliments and asked where I get mine. Don't miss out on the chance to own a hat that seamlessly blends fashion, functionality, and quality. Visit UniteAmericaFirst.com and go to our merch page today and discover the world of handcrafted leather excellence. Elevate your adventure. Elevate your style. Shop now.
A voice spoke to me and said, I've got something I want to show you. I was so sure God had talked to me, and I was stunned. by what I saw.
A direct fulfillment of this over 2,500-year-old prophecy. The United States will stand with Israel.
Why haven't I ever seen this before?
One-third of humanity will die. What do these beasts symbolize?
The lion, the bear, the leopard.
The combined beast from Revelation 13 represents the end-time government of the Antichrist. Understanding the end time.
Nope, it's not coming through. That's interesting. Why is that not coming through? Is it that that's not the only one, right? So I wanted to play this. Yeah, no, none of them's coming through now.
Really?
What is that? I wanted y'all got to hear this. This is like Joe Biden in his speech last night. Saying SOS, SOS, and all of a sudden, it's not coming through. Why is it not coming through? Okay, here, hold on. Let me do this. Let me see if I can get this. Because you got to hear this, everybody, because I don't know if anyone else caught this. Because when Joe Biden, when he was saying it, and I was listening to him, I'm like, is he actually saying what I think he's saying? Is he actually saying this?
Ben Franklin.
Okay, so now it's coming through, but now you're not getting the video, right? Is that a correct statement? Okay. Here, let me reboot my media server here. Oh, you want to get that time? So Joe Biden puts out this SOS, and I'm telling you, that's exactly what it is. You got to hear this. And I know a lot of people don't even care to watch Joe Biden last night. Not, you know, me, because this is the job. This is part of the job. I took the time and I'm sitting there watching Joe Biden. I think it was like a 13 minutes total. Maybe it might have been less than that because, you know, he can't go long anyways. And he was actually struggling while he was doing this. And when he was talking about the Republic, I'm like, who wrote this? They actually put this in there? For Joe Biden, they actually put this in there? And I'm thinking, would you say? You think maybe it's not? I don't think he snuck it in there because you can clearly tell that he was reading the teleprompter.
Yeah, that's true.
You can clearly tell that he's reading the teleprompter, but maybe Jill Biden or someone else wrote it for him. I don't know. Someone wrote it for him. And for the very fact that Joe Biden actually talked about us being a republic, the fact that he said that, tells the way I'm seeing this, he's doing the SOS.
Yeah, SOS. How often have you SOS. Ever heard
he's never,
Joe Biden refer to us as Republican? It's such he's a bizarre, never. It was such a bizarre moment. It stuck out to me more than anything in yeah. what he said.
He's never done that. He's never done that. Right? He's never done that. Okay, let's see if we can do it now.
Ben Franklin was asked as he emerged from the convention going on, whether the founders have given America a monarchy or a republic. Franklin's response was, a republic, if you can keep it.
That's like Joe Biden has never said that before. I've never heard Joe Biden refer to our republic. He's always constantly say a democracy. All of the Democrats constantly say democracy, democracy. They never refer to the republic. And the very fact that he did that, maybe because he knows that he's getting pushed out, because he knows that the coup d'etat is taking place. And they probably said, look, Joe, if you don't do X, Y, Z, we'll make sure Hunter goes to prison. We'll make sure that all this other dirt about you comes out. We've been protecting you all this time. The FBI probably met with Joe Biden and said, yeah, we got the dirt on you, Joe. We've been holding it back from the Republicans. Same thing with the CIA, Homeland Security. They said, you're going to have to go because we're in the fourth quarter. We're in the fourth quarter. So Joe Biden did that. And me personally, I believe that Joe Biden said, SOS, SOS. That's just my opinion because he's never said it before. So now we move on to Kamala Harris. Now we have Kamala Harris that he endorsed Kamala Harris because he was told to, because of all the money. And to my understanding, I guess we're going to find out here soon if all that money gets to go to Kamala Harris with the FCC rules. But the biggest thing with Kamala Harris right now is that they're all trying to act like Kamala Harris wasn't associated with the border. Every last person watching right now, even if you are a troll, you know good and well, Kamala Harris was the border czar. She was proud to be the border czar. All of the government state media was proud to call her the border czar. Look at this. Axios. Axios put out a statement about Kamala Harris. And in the statement, it says, the Trump campaign and Republicans have tagged Kamala Harris repeatedly with the border czar title, which she never actually had. I'm pretty sure y'all all know about this Axios, you know, information that's coming out here right now. And this one, it says Axios editor's notes. The article has been updated and clarified to the note that Axios was among the news outlets that incorrectly labeled Harris a border czar back in 2021. So now they changed it. They said they made a mistake. They made a mistake doing it. Well, here's another one where they did. Where, and down at the bottom where it's highlighted, it just says Harris appointed by Biden as border czar, right? This is when they put it out there and they said, oh, we made a mistake. We put this out there that she was the border czar. She's not actually the border czar. You know what this reminds me of? This reminds me of when they talked about the Hunter Biden laptop. They call came out and said that the Hunter Biden laptop was Russian propaganda. And they said the Hunter Biden laptop was not even factual information. It wasn't even true. There is no laptop. They kept saying it. There is no laptop. Kamala Harris never was the border czar. And now they're trying to twist it. And the reason why they're doing this is because they're trying to distance the border from Kamala Harris. Listen to Marjorie Taylor Greene, and she's laying it out. She was straight up the border czar.
Since being appointed by border czar by President Joe Biden, Kamala Harris has undoubtedly been a complete failure in her job and has destroyed our country by releasing a record-setting levels of criminals, rapists, and terrorists into our communities. Despite the attempts of the fake news media to whitewash her appointment as border czar, as Axios correctly reported, and they're now lying and say they never did, she was in fact labeled a border czar by nearly every major news outlet across the country. Border czar Kamala Harris said, do not come, yet proudly welcomed 11.5 million illegals from over 160 countries, including over 2 million known gotaways who completely evaded U.S. authorities. She stood by and allowed these people to come in and idly watched our children and women being raped by illegal alien criminals. She's not just allowing them to come. The policies of the administration allow the CBP One app to import over 400,000 illegals into American communities. Under her watch as border czar, this has happened. She can fake it for the photo ops, but we know that Kamala Harris wholeheartedly supports the chaos at our border, the chaos in our streets, and the chaos in the families who have been victims of her open border policies. Border Czar Harris outlandishly compared ICE to agent to KKK and radically called for the ICE to be abolished. She also posted the Minnesota Freedom Fund to bail out violent Black Lives Matter terrorists who burned down cities, looted stores, destroyed communities, and caused over $2 dollars in damage to American communities all over America. Kamala Harris is not only the border czar, she is also the czar of chaos.
Yes, she is the czar of chaos. Kamala Harris is the czar of chaos. And not only is she the czar of chaos, she is the czar of abortion. She's the abortion czar. She's the border czar. She's the straight up chaos czar. They're all lying. Look at this one. This is a beautiful clip. Thank you to, yeah, look at, watch this. All of them, they were so proud to call her border czar. They were so happy to call her border czar. Here, watch this.
Quote unquote, border czar. Vice President Harris was not a border czar.
Meantime, Vice President and border czar Kamala Harris facing some backlash.
What he said about Harris and immigration was not true. She was never appointed border czar.
And this will be her first visit to the U.S.-Mexico border region since she was appointed as the border czar by President Biden.
People are going to have to counter the misinformation. You already hear folks talking about the border czar. She wasn't the border czar.
President Biden tapped Kamala Harris, Vice President Kamala Harris, to be the border czar.
Now, she wasn't the border czar. That's what Republicans labeled her.
They were very critical of Kamala Harris, especially in her role as border czar.
Now what she's up against is folks lying about her border record, calling her a border czar.
Kamala Harris, who was appointed as the border czar.
The Biden team didn't declare her the border czar. They wanted her to work on kind of the root causes of immigration.
There has been so much criticism against Kamala Harris. You know, she was the border czar.
Calling her sort of the border czar, which wasn't necessarily the case.
So the border, if they weren't planning to address it in a major way, do not make her your border czar. She met with some of the Northern Triangle countries, but nothing has effectively changed.
Nothing changed.
So let me just say this.
I mean, look,
this is hilarious.
I mean, the very fact that they're lying to us like this.
Yeah, it's
really like you don't know, like you're too stupid to recognize.
Even if she was just doing it diplomatically, she had a diplomacy position about the border. She failed that too. So I don't know what you're celebrating. Either way, czar, diplomatic mission, whatever, she failed it all. None of it made a difference. So, I mean, I don't understand.
Yeah, none of it made a difference.
There's no way they could separate her from the border. She was part of the Biden administration. All of this happened under the Biden administration. Under her, they are 100% responsible for it. And I hope, knowing that it's one of the top concerns
but they're trying
of American
to distance.
People, that they remember that.
They're trying to say that she had nothing to do with it.
Yeah.
She wasn't in office when it happened.
She went to
this
Mexico.
Is how they're acting.
She went to Mexico and...
No, but still, the point...
And
the point is,
money at it.
They're trying to act like she wasn't in office when the border crisis was taking place. This is how they're trying to push it. They're trying to act like she had nothing to do with it, like she wasn't associated with it. She was never the border czar. They're acting like this. This is like mind-blowing. You're not supposed to believe anything that you're seeing. You're not supposed to believe it. You're supposed to ignore all of that. Hey, just ignore it. Right? Just ignore it. We'll be right back.
Pharma hats are where style and leather come together to create exceptional headwear. Proudly made in the USA, experience craftsmanship like never before, and they're 100% leather hats, handcrafted in the heart of Minnesota, USA. Their premium full-grain cattle leather ensures unparalleled quality and durability for all your outdoor adventures. Amazing features include 50+ UV protection, water resistant, foldable design that is convenient on the go. Effortlessly stow your hat in the free travel bag provided, and the vintage oiled wax finish that only gets better with age. Whether you're hiking through rugged terrain, enjoying a day at the beach, or simply strolling through town, these hats are the ideal choice. As a UFA producer, you see me wear mine every day. And everywhere I go, I get compliments and asked where I get mine. Don't miss out on the chance to own a hat that seamlessly blends fashion, functionality, and quality. Visit UniteAmericaFirst.com and go to our merch page today and discover the world of handcrafted leather excellence. Elevate your adventure. Elevate your style. Shop now.
Welcome to a journey of enhanced cognitive well-being with Frequence Rise, a product that is believed to be an all-in-one supplement for supporting mental performance and overall brain health. At the heart of our nootropics lies a carefully crafted blend of 7 different organic mushrooms, essential B vitamins, amino acids, and the power of green coffee bean extract. This unique formulation is designed to nourish your brain and support optimal cognitive function.
Exclusively for you, we have the Adventures Canvas Hat. It's heavy-duty cotton canvas with a wide brim and natural fraying for a unique look. This hat is perfect for the beach or hiking. Also, check out our custom-made polyester satin scarves. Exclusive patterns, handcrafted in Minnesota. And for the men, premium American Bison Buffalo leather wallet. Single-fold wallet, 3 pockets for cards and cash. Go to uniteamericafirst.com and select the merch tab to shop.
So in the House, they actually took a vote to condemn the Biden administration along with Kamala Harris because of the border. And can we put it on the screen? You can see here that the votes came in that 213 Republicans said yes, they were responsible. 6 Democrats said yes, that they're responsible. So 219. So, of course, this doesn't mean anything. It's symbolic. It's just going to go down that, yes, Kamala Harris and Joe Biden, they're being held responsible for the border crisis.
Or recognized as the
problem.
Yeah.
Because whatever this is, if it goes over to the Senate, forget about Chuck Schumer. Mitch McConnell will shoot it down. Right? Just like he shot down with the whole thing with Mayorkas. Mayorkas should have been on the title on this as well. But it comes down to Joe Biden and Kamala Harris is the reason why the border is in shambles right now. And it's just symbolic, right? It's symbolic. Well, this is not symbolic. This is where Joe Biden's Kamala Harris when she was a senator. You see how I said that? Joe Biden's Kamala Harris when she was a senator was calling ICE the Klan. She called him the KKK. And she whole thing trying to convince everybody that they were the KKK. I remember when I saw this. And I'm like, and now this woman wants to be over every agency in the United States of America. So imagine how tyrannical this woman would be. Oh, my goodness.
Ku Klux Klan, the KKK.
Well, the Klan was what we would call today a domestic terrorist group.
Why? Why would we call them domestic terrorist group?
Because they tried to use fear and force to change political environment.
And what was the motivation for the use of fear and force?
It was based on race and ethnicity.
Right. Are you aware of the perception of many about how the power and the discretion at ICE is being used to enforce the laws? And do you see any parallels?
I do not see any parallels between sworn
I'm talking about perception.
Officers and agents.
I'm talking about perception.
She just said parallels. And now she's saying, I'm talking about perception. There is no perception either. There is no coordination between ICE and the Democrat KKK party. The Democrats created the Klan.
And perception doesn't equal reality.
You know who she reminds me of?
It equals narrative.
You know who she reminds me of in this clip?
Who?
AOC.
I mean, pretty
this
much.
This reminds me of AOC. This is an older version of AOC.
It is awful listening to some of her.
It really is.
Of
listen,
people,
listen.
Literally.
And yeah, think about AOC when you're listening to this.
Think of her as president when you listen
to
this.
Oh, my goodness. No, no, no. I don't want to think of her anywhere close to the White House. No, no, no. AOC, dumber than a bag of rocks. Sorry, rocks. Didn't mean to insult you.
I do not see a parallel between what is constitutionally mandated as it relates to enforcing the law.
Are you aware that there's a perception?
I see no.
Are you aware that there's a
that
perception?
That puts ICE in the same category as the KKK. Is that what you're asking me?
No, I'm very specific about what I'm asking you. Are you aware of a perception that the way that the discretion...
I see
I'm not finished.
I see none.
I'm not finished. Are you aware that there's a perception that ICE is administering its power in a way that is causing fear and intimidation... particularly among immigrants, and specifically among immigrants coming from Mexico and Central America. Are you aware of that perception?
I do not see a parallel between the power and the authority that ICE has to do its job and the agents and officers who do it professionally and excellently with lots of compassion.
Sir, how can you be the head of an agency and be unaware?
Oh, my goodness.
And it is harmful in terms of leading those who are innocent people arriving at our border, fleeing harm. It is harmful to them, Ku Klux Klan.
Oh, my goodness. So she's wanting all of these people. These are not innocent people. When you cross into the country illegally, you're already a criminal. You're already a criminal. When you do something illegal, what does that make you? Illegal. They're not innocent.
I mean, that's exactly it. Well, same person. She has the same ideology about ICE as she does the police. Defund KKK, the police, defund ICE. Because they intimidate you when you're breaking the law. How dare they do that? Right? So instead of holding the person accountable for wrongdoing, she wants to hold the people accountable that's holding them accountable.
Exactly.
It makes literally no sense at all. But this is literally her thinking throughout her career. It is very scary that this person is who the elites, not the Democrats, not the popular vote, have chosen and installed her currently, not that she may will be, but currently as their candidate for 2024.
Yeah.
So much so that they've got banners. They've done rallies set up for her. I mean, they've done so much. So I don't know. Well, they're actually saying right now that there's a civil war in the Democrat Party.
I've been saying that.
Because now Obama, who does not endorse Kamala, which he created Kamala, shame on him, and now she has more power than he likes her to have. Right?
How many presidents do we currently have right now?
How many presidents
do we currently have in office right now?
Oh, in office?
In office right now. How many presidents do we have in office right now? It's not a trick question. You're already thinking it. Everyone else is thinking it. No one likes it, but it is what it is.
Yeah.
It is what it is.
Yeah. But see, now they're saying that Biden and Jill and all of them are retaliating against the Obamas.
Yeah.
Right. And so now the Obamas.
Obama still hasn't come out and endorsed Kamala Harris.
He's not in favor of her, but it's gotten away from him because I think the fact that he didn't put somebody in place right away, right? They were so busy on putting pressure on Biden that everyone else.
They didn't listen to Obama.
Shifted to Kamala.
This is telling the Obamas that, hey, we're not going to listen to you. You don't have control.
Well, I mean, yeah.
You don't have control.
Definitely.
Do we have time to play some of this? Let me play some of this right before we go to the break. Listen to this. This is them on the streets, Newsmax, asking people about their opinion about Kamala Harris.
I don't know. That's kind of the whole issue about her.
Zero. No accomplishments. She corrupted the country like her partner, Joe Biden. I don't think she has a snowball's chance in hell to become president. She couldn't even win the primary in her own state.
I haven't seen her do much, to be honest. The Democratic Party is definitely going to have to start advertising what she can actually do for the country, because I don't think anyone knows.
I mean, with the whole Biden thing, I think all of us knew it was coming, right? It's been evident for the last how many years that he's not fit to be our president. Kamala's not any more fit to be our president either.
I love her. I hate that she has not able to show what she has done. I think immigration is still a little bit of a mess.
What else she's done?
What is Kamala Harris?
Press right now is building her up like she's the greatest thing since the napkin or the second coming of Jesus Christ. It'll all play out. She's got nothing going for her.
She has nothing going for her. Nothing going for her. Absolutely nothing. What policy? I asked this question on X. And, you know, I brought color into it because I'm a black man and the Democrats, they, you know, they're all triggered by color. So I brought this in there. As a black man in America, can you tell me why I should be supporting Kamala Harris? Can you tell me what outstanding policy that she has put in place that benefited all Americans?
All she's done is...
Can y'all tell me in the chat?
She's a social justice warrior.
Yeah, of course.
That's
so y'all tell
is.
Me in the chat.
Planned
Maybe
Parenthood,
I missed it.
Equality.
Exactly.
DEI.
Tell me in the chat. Have I missed it? What have I missed? What policy has Kamala Harris done? What policy? What policy? Just name one. Just one. Let me know in the chat.
Meet Frequent Sync, your nightly companion designed to harmonize with your body's natural rhythms. At the heart of Sync lies a blend of potent ingredients meticulously chosen for their transformative benefits. Sync's collagen peptides elevate your nightly routine, from enhancing skin's radiance and muscle recovery to fortifying joints and promoting digestion. It's your holistic approach to beauty and well-being. Magnesium, a cornerstone ingredient, is believed to calm the central nervous system and address age-related sleep challenges, ensuring you drift into a restorative slumber. But Sync doesn't stop there. With the calming properties of GABA, the therapeutic potential of CBD, and the sleep-inducing qualities of CBN, you're set for a harmonious night's rest. Embrace Sync, where nature's finest collaborate to reduce stress, elevate mood, and ensure you wake up feeling refreshed and revitalized. Sync. Synchronize with the night and rise to a new day.
A voice spoke to me and said, I've got something I want to show you. I was so sure God had talked to me. And I was stunned by what I saw.
A direct fulfillment of this over 2,500-year-old prophecy. The United States will stand with Israel.
Why haven't I ever seen this before?
One-third of humanity will die. What do these beasts symbolize?
The lion, the bear, the leopard.
The combined beast from Revelation 13 represents the end-time government of the Antichrist. Understanding the end time.
And we're back, everybody. Hey, let me tell you about Colonial Metals Group. I believe having a substantial percentage of my financial future secured with gold and silver. That's why I decided to partner with our sponsor, Colonial Metals Group. They helped me set up a safe, secure, self-direct IRA where I have access to my assets, no matter what the government is doing, no matter what the stock market is doing. Let the team of experts at Colonial Metals Group help you protect your family's future. We put together a special offer for the LFA audience. Please click on the link in the description below right here on LFA, right here on Rumble, or call the special 800 number and you could receive a safe and up to $10,000 in free silver. ColonialsMetalGroup.com/LFA. Tell them LFA sent you. Call them. You never know what will happen until you call them. You got to call them. Tell them LFA sent you. Also, let me tell you about this magnesium. This magnesium is phenomenal. For those of us that have high blood pressure and we're stressed out about different things, and there's a lot of things to be stressed out right now. If you have insomnia, if you're having a hard time sleeping at night, you have muscle spasms and it's twitching and stuff going on, a lot of this is because of magnesium deficiency, right? You don't have the magnesium in your body that you need. What happened to the lower third? Can you put it back up here?
I am.
Okay. Buyoptimizers.com/LFA. Buyoptimizers.com/LFA. Use promo code LFA. Do we have it? We put it up on the screen? Because the thing that really caught my eye about this is that it comes in a pill form. You can take it in the capsules.
Comes
in the capsule form.
Yeah.
And it's a lot easier to take. Right? Because I don't think, you know, magnesium has a really wonderful taste to it, does it?
No, but your body, a lot of ways it's made, it makes it hard for your body to absorb it. And so this is a breakthrough capsule that actually helps your body absorb it and get what you need in order to help your body recover, sleep, you know, help you with your gut issues, help with immune system. I mean, it's just a really great way to take your magnesium.
Buyoptimizers.com/LFA.
To get 10% off.
To get 10% off, use promo code LFA. You got it? You got it? Okay. Let me share something else with you. This is, okay. Yeah, that's the one we wanted right there. So, okay. Look at this. This is, no, stop. This is, no, this is not the one I was looking for. The one I'm looking for is with them sitting down, having a conversation. Yeah, this one here. Yeah, look at this. Split screen it really quick. I think we, did we play this yesterday? Did we get time to play this? I don't think we had time to play this because, you know, Trump was speaking last night. So I don't think I had time to play this. But if you haven't seen this, watch this. This is on MSDNC talking about Kamala Harris.
Who do you blame for President Biden being in office in this condition? Who deserves the blame?
His close staff. They work with him every day.
So I think that's what also makes me nervous about the Vice President Harris.
Yeah. Talk about that a bit.
So, yes, she's going to be in it, but she also helped keep him in where he's at right now. And if he really is as bad as what they've been saying, I think if he steps down as president and she steps into the presidency before the end of his term, it almost makes me question a little bit more why it didn't happen sooner. She's worked with him. She's been, to my understanding, with him daily or at least a couple of days a week. Why hasn't this been brought to attention? If she's willing to hide that type of information once she's in office, now what she's willing to hide for herself.
So this was on MSSCD talking about Kamala Harris. Now, we have another part to this. If you can help me find, is this it here? No, we have another part to this where MSNBC was actually having this conversation with another group of people. Do you see it, Shannon? I'm not seeing it here. There's a second part to this where they're talking about on MSNBC. And is this it here? This one here? Okay. Yeah. Yeah, this is, I just want to play this because it's really interesting to me that MSDNC would play these, they would air these. Do you think MSDNC is siding with Obama and wanting Kamala Harris to go out? This means they're fighting amongst each other like no tomorrow. So look, just listen to this one as well.
How do you perceive Vice President Harris compared to President Biden in terms of competency and experience?
I think she's worse. She doesn't even know what's going on at the border.
Right.
And that's what she was supposed to be doing and in charge of. I mean, as a school teacher, if I did not do what I was supposed to be doing, you better believe my job would be in jeopardy. Well, it isn't. It not only was her job not in jeopardy, she was just handed a promotion.
Is there anyone that Kamala Harris could appoint as her vice president that you would find reassuring? Would make you consider voting for her?
No. I would never consider voting for her. No. I would do RFK Jr. way before her.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. And she's not the first woman to run for the presidency, Hillary Clinton. I'm assuming no one voted for Hillary Clinton in 2016. So it's not necessarily going to sway you to vote for a woman in office. When do you think America will have a female president?
When there's a competent one.
When we get a competent one, oh my goodness. Can y'all believe that MSDNC actually released this footage? Listen, you can leave a split screen. Listen.
In office. When do you think America will have a female president?
When there's a competent one.
So Kamala Harris is not competent. I mean, they're saying this on MSSTD. What is happening? Are we actually, I mean, what is going on? MSDNC, NBC actually released this of people talking about Kamala Harris. I can see coming out of Kamala Harris' camp right now, she's going to say that this was completely racist because these white liberals were talking about a black woman, a person of color. I can see them all saying this right now. Can you not? Can you? I mean, think about it. Because no one black is sitting on the panel, and this is MSSCD. I mean, wow.
Just, I don't get a good feel for her.
I think she's an idiot.
Right. Mary, why do you think that she's not that bright?
Because she hasn't done anything in the time that she's had. We don't know anything about her as far as her 3 years so far in the White House. She's not real smart.
Wow. I mean, you know, if this was MSNBC all the time, I, you know, kind of like, okay. I'm not going to start watching MSNBC. Trust me, I'm not going to start watching them. They're just, I think they're siding with Obama because they want, they're trying to put the message out there to the Democrats that Kamala Harris is not the choice. You're going to waste your time with Kamala Harris. This many people not wanting to support Kamala Harris and the Democrat Party, I don't think there's anybody. But like I was just going to say, with this many people doing it, they don't have a chance. I don't think there's anybody that they can bring on the ticket that can beat President Trump right now. There's nobody. And I can only imagine what the Democrats are thinking right now. They're like, my goodness, we did all of this dirt to President Trump and he's still winning. How is this possible? I mean, think about it. Can y'all, there's so much that they tried to do to President Trump. They tried to put the man in jail. They raided his home. You've heard it all. And he's still soaring in the pros. And then they tried to kill the man. And they're trying to act like they didn't try to kill him. Trying to act like it. Now the rumor is that, oh, President Trump might not have been shot. That's what the Democrats are trying to do right now. Hey, let me tell you about LFA TV, LFATV.us, LFATV.us. Right now, the store is up, everybody. Please go to LFATV.us, pick up your Rapture Ready t-shirt. The world is getting crazy. Also, there's new merchandise on LFATV.us. More merchandise on there, new merchandise just for you. So go to LFATV.us, pick up your LFATV gear, pick up your gear. Show it off. Every time, I'm telling you, every time I wear the Rapture Ready t-shirt, I wear it out, I get someone goes, man, I love that t-shirt. I love that t-shirt. And I tell them, LFATV.us, LFATV.us. Not because I just want you to go to buy one, because it's absolutely awesome swag. Awesome swag. Okay, everybody, that is it for me. Thank you so much for being here. Tomorrow's Friday. I will open up the phone lines if you want to holler at me. If you want to holler at me. God bless everybody. Imagine a world where your phone works anywhere. No dead zones, no dropped calls. That's what you get when you go to PrepGearPlus.com. The Iridium 9555 satellite phone gives you the freedom to connect from any corner of the globe. And for a limited time, it's yours at no cost with a 24-month agreement for just $95.95 a month. Plus, they offer family share plans with up to three phones. Why satellite phones? They're secure, encrypted, and used by the U.S. military, ensuring that your communication is private and reliable. In a time where the cell networks are increasingly vulnerable, the satellite phone is a beacon of stability. Don't believe me? Ask the tens of thousands who were left without service during the AT&T outage, or the heroes in Hawaii who manage emergency situations with just one satellite phone. Get a peace of mind with a network that stands firm when others fail. Visit PrepGearPlus.com or call 855-980-5830 to join the communication revolution. PrepGearPlus.com, where every call is secure and every corner of the earth is covered.